We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Greetings, I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd. Scheman and Shepherd, 993 ESPN and the 993 ESPN app on a Thursday. I'm excited once this day is over. Tomorrow's show, we're going on the road for the first time in a year because of COVID. Going to the Boathouse on Naples Bay. You're all invited to join us out there. We'll be there from 2 to 6. It's going to be a great time, great food, great views. Right there on the water. It's going to be like in the upper 70s and sunny tomorrow. You can't ask for anything more. So come on out and say hello. Getting you ready to get into the weekend in style.
Really going to be a lot of fun. If you haven't been there, you're never going to want to leave. It is absolutely, especially when the weather is perfect, it will be tomorrow.
It's going to be like my hangout. Coming up in a moment, we'll talk with Rick Horro, our sports business guru. But first, let's take care of some business. It's time now for a Sports Center rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, here's us.
Sports Center update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
NFL news. The Eagles now have a new head coach, Nick Sirianni. The offensive coordinator of the last 3 years for the Indianapolis Colts gets the gig. Former Packers executive Ted Thompson passes away at the age of 68. Larry Scott will be stepping down as the commissioner of the Pac-12 in June, even though he had more than a year left on his contract. Danny White, the athletic director for Central Florida, now moves to Tennessee. And tonight, college basketball, the Indiana Hoosiers at Iowa, 8:30 airtime here on 99.3 ESPN.
Yeah.
All right, in a moment, we'll talk to Rick Horro and get all the business scoop of sports. Coming up, and we're yet a day closer to the conference championships. Patrick Mahomes, he took all the snaps today. Here's the other thing. Okay, he's listed as limited and taking all the snaps, still a concussion protocol. But what you read between the lines, Chad Henne's not taking first team snaps.
No, I mean,
so Patrick's going to play.
He's absolutely playing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He had a bad pinched nerve in his neck for all. That's what it was. He's in.
You know anybody that can, there's a way to knock out a person in like 2 seconds.
And whatever the Vulcan grip.
Where is it exactly you hit on the neck or wherever? Below the jawline?
It's a nerve pin. No, it's right.
How do you knock somebody out like that?
Well, and you've seen people that know martial arts.
Yeah,
that can do
it. Somebody in martial arts can put you to sleep fast.
Depends
I don't know
how you do it. Yeah, there's all sorts of pressure points.
Rick Horro could do it to you, probably.
Oh.
He's got all those
martial moves. You know what?
Roundhouse.
I'm watching Tony Fauci. I'm sorry. I pick him over you anyway.
Oh.
It's good. It's good to have all of our political folks back, actually talking the way they ought to be talking. That's another matter. So, yes. Hello.
Well, hold on now. What is Fauci saying? Because he's 180 degrees every other day. What's he saying today? What are we doing?
Yeah. Well, today he's saying that he needs to be transparent. Yesterday he wasn't saying any of that.
Okay.
But he's joking around a little bit because my sense is he feels like he has a boss that's not going to hang on every word. But, you know, the bottom line for all these people, get the vaccines in everybody's arms. You know, I'm halfway there.
Yeah, you got one.
My debate. Yeah, and you and I will mutually decide next week, maybe on the air, whether I should go to the Super Bowl because my second vaccine is the Monday after. And part of me says, hey, man, I don't want to risk it. I've not gone to one sporting event since March 11th, and I've been good at it. The other thing is, man, if Brady's in it, it's a hometown deal.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the tension. So we'll talk about it next.
Is that history? That's worth putting your life on the line for, Rick.
I would. It's history.
Yeah. I wish I could project ahead so I can take the risk and you'd be the guy getting sick. But I think I'm the guy that would get sick if I get it. So, yeah, no. You know, putting it that way, well, yeah, Mom, okay, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. All right, with this big game coming up and everything, this is endorsement time of year and commercials and stuff. Who do you say, according to your research, is the most influential athlete right now in the NFL?
Well, the NFL, yeah, and you can measure it by social media hits, likes, all that other kind of stuff. Pat Mahomes, obviously. Excuse me.
Patrick
Mahomes.
Yeah. Mahomes would get very upset.
And by the way, Juju Smith-Schuster is up there. Russell Wilson is up there. You know, there are the traditional suspects. Chase Claypool has broken through as a rookie. but nice. only rookies. So we're talking about top rookies and how that all works. But the bottom line is the NFL, it's really important for them to promote their individual stars. And the way social media is working now, we can measure all of that. And that's not only going to help endorsement stuff, but it's also going to help get the league to be watched by everybody as well. You know, Tom Brady's up there in the top five, as we would expect also. So it's a mixture of old guard and new guard.
Do you still have a hard line at the house? Somebody calling you on your other phone?
You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. It's the same damn number. It's a crank call. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to forward all of these calls to your home number. Is that okay?
Thank you. I don't have a home number anymore, man. I got rid of the hard line.
Yeah, I was going to say, yes, that's a very good question. Do I have a hard line?
Yeah.
Yes. Have I used it in the last couple of years? No.
Okay, all right.
Greg, I want to ask you, do you know Larry Scott by chance?
Yes. No, I know him well. I mean, Harvard, ATP. Yeah. He's a contributor to the Sport Business Handbook, my book. So, yes.
Okay. And obviously a very intelligent man. You don't become head of a, Power 5 commission in the Pac-12 without being an intelligent man. Explain this to me. If you were his advisor, when he comes out today, and I know it's the background of tennis, and I get it, and he's going to step down or they're forcing him out. But when he says the Pac-12 networks was largely about giving opportunity exposure to our Olympic sports that weren't getting any, it wasn't about money or distributing football games, but hindsight is awesome. You don't need hindsight, Rick. You don't need a bunch of degrees from Harvard, Stanford, or wherever the hell else he went to school. If you are running a television network in college sports and your top priority is not football and men's basketball, something is wrong. I mean, this doesn't take a genius to figure this out, and now he's talking about giving a Olympic sports exposure? Who cares? Nobody watches that for college sports.
Yeah, but here's your problem. You don't really believe that's what he means. I mean, you don't believe what he says. Believe what he ought to say. I guess what I'm trying to say is that's always good for a educator, and he, as a commissioner, played the role of educator. To talk about Olympic awareness, and of course he's evaluated how much money he brings in. The DirecTV problems with Fox and the fact that all of Phoenix, couldn't watch Pac-12 games, and you had a lot of agita among the different television networks, combined with the fact that, the college football playoff has always traditionally been, like it or not, an ACC/SEC, primarily SEC venture. And so, and that obviously is not his issue. It's the recruiting. The Pac-12 team, just other than Oregon a few years ago, just haven't been good enough. And so a lot of this is you got to get better, meaning you got to get more money, meaning you got to recruit better, meaning you got to break through. And it's all a cycle. But no, you're absolutely right. I don't think he would ever expect anybody to say, regardless of what I said, I favor the Stanford swimming team over the Southern Cal football team. It's just he has to, be politically diverse. So he may be auditioning for a job with the Olympic Committee.
There you go. Good reason.
Maybe. But his comments are not going over well today with a lot of people. And I don't know. He has a tennis background. I understand that. There's a lot of things you can do besides run Stanford swimming. I don't care if you run back-to-back-to-back-to-back games of the worst Pac-12 football games of all time. You're going to get more people watching and more advertising than any type of Stanford swimming and diving contest.
That's no doubt, and we can prove that empirically. But if you want to win that contest with him, he would gladly admit that because, if he shows up next as somebody with the Olympic Committee, you're sure going to look silly.
Yeah, we'll have wall-to-wall curling.
Wall-to-wall curling. Hey, have you ever curled?
He has.
I have, and I'm still injured from it because I helped my big fat mouth years ago, and it cost me because I fell as a sweeper and I almost smacked my head open. I didn't do that, but I landed on my left shoulder, and to this day it still hurts.
It is a very sophisticated sport. People think because, A, it's Canadian, and, B, it's, you're walking on ice, that it's not athletic. It is really athletic. And plus, however, it's the only sport that you can probably play better after a few beers than without.
Maybe.
You're right.
I mean, I know how to sweep a floor. I could probably be a gold medal winner in that sport.
I doubt. Oh, look, there's some athletic. Plus, you're too gangly and lanky.
Yeah,
you got to be, you got to be ripped like your broadcast partner.
Yeah, maybe you're right. We're talking with Rick Horro, our sports business guru, friend of the program here. Sheeman to Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN. All right, this is not. I'm going to try not to make this a political question, but the PGA has canceled a couple of major events at golf courses owned by Donald Trump. Regardless of political affiliation, I'm not a fan of cancel culture, so I cringed a little bit when I saw them do this. But I'll ask you, maybe you can get in trouble instead of me, your thoughts when you saw the PGA do this.
Well, it's not a political question. It's a marketing question as well. It's one of those things where the PGA Tour has to protect its image. I know there are personality issues, regardless of Donald Trump's brand. You know, say what you want about him. He spends a lot of money on golf. I mean, I don't know if that's good or bad, but he likes the sport very much. He respects the sport very much. And so, you know, the bottom line of all of this is that it's probably the right, if you're going to pull it, you might as well pull it early as opposed to late. Mm. And now, you know, he's left with basically, you know, not a whole lot of events, or branding. Now he's got a Scottish course, but he also has Turnberry, and that's out of the rotation. You guys realize, by the way, that the event that was at Doral, mm-hmm. which we always went to, WGC, then going to Mexico, how about going to concession? I mean, what do you think of that in a month? Are you going to come see it?
I wasn't planning on it.
I wouldn't mind coming.
I don't have my shots yet.
Yeah, all right, we'll figure it out. I mean, you're only, what, an hour up the road. I'll be there for the 4 days, so maybe we'll figure out how to get you in there. Maybe we'll even tee it up.
That sounds awesome. Speaking of marketing, so I think this is interesting that you know, former Red Sox and Cubs president, baseball operator Theo Epstein joining MLB as an on-field consultant and thinks MLB marketing strategy needs to shift. Well, there's absolutely no question about it, because I still contend. And I liked what the NFL did with the Nickelodeon thing. I think that's a thinking outside the box. I think that's how I thought they did a really good job at getting some younger listeners and the way they explain stuff and in a fun type of way. But I'm telling you, I think 99% of America, if Mike Trout walks down the street, nobody knows who he is. That's a problem.
Yeah, totally agree. And I think Theo is right. But I also think that it doesn't happen overnight. But the league has some responsibility to help the teams market their superstars. It may be ingrained. You know, these are 1 in 9 on the field. Football players are 1 in 11. Who are there half the time, and they're in helmets. But they all realize the value of social media. We talked about it earlier, significant likes with Mahomes and Brady, et cetera. So it's clear, you know, Theo talked about Ozuna and Tatis and all the young folks needing to market social media-wise, and he's absolutely right.
I've always pictured Mark Davis of the Raiders as a bit cash-strapped, relatively speaking, compared to other owners.
Cash-strapped or cash-strapped?
Doesn't have enough money. How about that?
That's very, very well done.
Okay, thank you.
Very well done. Keep going.
And now he's got this new stadium, but he didn't get any money this first year. So I see that he's purchased a WNBA team. In fact, WNBA's got more news this week. Mark Davis buying a team. Former Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia, who just lost to the runoff, is selling her team because her team hates her. Is there money in WNBA ownership? Why would Mark Davis invest in this?
Putting down a marker in Vegas, creating a brand that you're beyond just one sport. It's a relatively cheap way to get into basketball. And let's remember that David Stern set a marker of $32.5 million when I was involved in the Heat. Now, Adam Silver talking about $2.5 billion for an NBA expansion franchise. Could be Seattle, could be Vegas, could be both. And so what Mark Davis is doing, I think, is not just expanding his marketing reach in Vegas, but I also think he's saying, look, I'm interested in other events, and I'm interested in basketball, male or female. Okay. Not a bad investment.
Okay.
Interesting. Aaron Rodgers is not only going back to the NFC Championship game, but he's going to be back on Jeopardy. We saw the story a little while ago. How did this all happen, and how do you think that's going to work out?
Because his manager did it, and he likes Jeopardy, and he's could be charismatic. I'm not sure. We've seen him on television a lot. I don't know what he wants to do after his career is over. I know his career is going to be 2 or 3 years longer than it otherwise would have. And here's why. You know, he's telling the Packers, you want to draft a first-round pick? Fine. I'm staying around for another 2 or 3 years, and that kid's going to sit on the bench. So what it did is basically guarantee the Packers having Aaron Rodgers competitive for another 2 or 3 years. If you don't think so, look at the season he had this year. Yeah. When he does decide to retire, you know, look, Bill Whitaker, Katie Couric, Miriam Bialik, all, you know, big kind of celebrity folks from different worlds are hosting on an experimental basis to see if they can find a permanent replacement for the late Alex Trebek. And he was on Jeopardy once. Yeah. He was a superstar on Jeopardy. He's a smart geek. He's from Cal. So I kind of like the idea for his image. Now, if he bombs, that's another story.
Why don't you try out? You're a smart Harvard guy. Well, you could be good at that.
I took the test, and I have too many brain cells. I'm too bright. They won't allow me on.
Oh, okay. All right.
How's that sound?
Sounds good. Final question.
Too big.
Final question for me. We learned that Danny White, the Central Florida AD, is going to take the Tennessee job just because it's the state of Florida. Did you know him? Do you know him?
Yeah, I know him. And frankly, look, nobody would have thought Stoops did what he did in Kentucky. Now, there's a ceiling once you get to a certain level. But Kentucky's known as basketball. He's done a great job. If you want to have low expectations, or at least decent expectations, but a lot of resources, anything in the SEC looks great, maybe except Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. And as far as Tennessee is concerned, you know, Peyton Manning is going to help, and that's not going to hurt. And so I think it's kind of a cool job, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, very good. Well, we will talk to you next week, and when we speak, we'll know who will be in the Super Bowl. So looking forward to it. Thanks for coming on again.
And then look up the WGC at the Concession Golf Club. It's the last week in February, and we'll talk about seeing you there.
Yeah, that'd
all right.
Be great.
That sounds good, Rick. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right, man. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks a lot. That is Rick Haro, our sports business guru, every Thursday here with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. All right, a lot of interesting stuff we cover there. If you want to bounce off any of that, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. All right. You know what? I know we've been talking a lot of football all day. Kind of in the mood to hear Dan Campbell again.
I got that.
If you missed it today, the new Detroit football coach came out firing in his press conference.
Got a couple of funny things. We've got a Gronk and a couple of funny Gronk. Gronk reacted to a Patriot reporter who was on the Zoom conference call today.
Oh, yeah?
Kind of a funny back and forth with Gronk.
Okay.
And Karen's been on the show before. We'll get into that.
All right. Well, yeah. You want to do that when we come back?
Yeah, we'll come back.
All right. And a reminder that tomorrow we will be at the Boathouse on Naples Bay for all of you listening right now. Swing on by. At 990 Broad Avenue South in Naples. Real easy to get to. We'll be it's in the Tin City vicinity in that area. We're going to be broadcasting there from 2 to 6. Weather's going to be spectacular. Come on down. Enjoy the Sheeman Shepherd with the best food and views that Naples has to offer. We're very excited about this. They're letting us out of the house first time in a year due to COVID. So, and we miss seeing you guys. I mean, a lot Absolutely. Of you are regulars that show up to our events and some do it once in a while if it's in your neighborhood. We can't wait. So we'll be able to see you tomorrow if you want to come out and see us during the show, the Friday going into the weekend. It's going to be fantastic. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepard. It's Ricky Martin.
Yes.
Sheeman to Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I see we got a text from Hawkeye. It says, hey, Mr. Sheeman. By the way, you can call me Craig. I want to wish you the best for tonight's game, Indiana-Iowa. Hoping for a great game. Go Hawks. You're favored by 10. I do not have a good feeling about it from my standpoint.
It's not even a cover.
It's on FS1 tonight. No, it's a minus 10.
No, minus 10, but not even to cover the 10.
No, I think we get blown out tonight. I have no good
feeling. It's at Iowa, right?
Yeah, it's at Iowa. And we're carrying the game tonight here on 99.3 ESPN if you're out driving about. 8:30 airtime, I believe it's a 9 o'clock tip.
It is 9 o'clock tip.
Rick, you're not running that game, are you? You're out of here, right?
I'm in. I'll be here.
What do you do between 6 o'clock and 8:30?
I just run home for a while.
You go home?
Get
okay.
something to eat.
Good, good. All right.
Garza goes for how many tonight?
I think he'll approach 30, right?
Luka Garza, yep. So, I mean, he's averaging 27.
Okay, he'll be better than average. How about that?
Iowa scores 92 points a game, 92.2 points a game.
Yeah, this feels like 90 to 65. I'm sorry. I run my mouth when I can. This is not one of those times. Now, if we win, because Iowa's ranked fourth in the country, I'll be running my mouth tomorrow.
The total is 150.5.
Wait. It's 115?
150.5.
And Iowa could do 90 by themselves?
Over 92, yeah. That they average.
Yeah. That means Vegas thinks, Vegas thinks it's going to be a 10-point game. I don't know. Beer pong is miniature basketball. Text again. He says, you see the IU football schedule next season. Open against Iowa at Iowa.
Ooh.
Yeah, I feel bad for Iowa. See, IU's a football school now.
You guys, your basketball team is giving up an average of about 79 points a game over the last three.
We look like garbage.
Iowa might hit 100 tonight. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. That's what I'm feeling. I'm giving you the honest assessment. I'm not talking with my heart. I'm talking with my head. I don't think it's going to be good.
So it looks like a good Iowa and the over parlay.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Eddie play.
Next break.
Eddie play.
Heading in.
All right. We have a little sound we want to play. First of all, I'm doing this for me. Make me feel better. As you know, I'm a Detroit Lions fan. Not that I'm ramming this down your throat, but if you missed Dan Campbell's opening press conference today, do you have this queued up? By the way, I'm kind of springing this on you.
No, I had.
I liked what he said because he got me fired up, number one.
Everybody liked what he said.
But what I like is he basically said, look, I'm not going to say the same old drivel that all coaches say at their opening press conference. That we're going to turn it around and media wants to know how many wins you're going to get and how soon you get. He said that's all garbage. He said that's all bleep, as a matter of fact. He swore. And so I like what he said instead.
You need 20 seconds.
I'll play you a little commercial something. Yeah, so anyway, he's fired up. As a fan, I like it. I did not have the same feeling after Matt Patricia's first press conference. Or Jim Schwartz or Marty Morningwig or Rod Marinelli. None of these goofballs. But I am quickly becoming, I mean, we're 0-0. We haven't won any games yet. But,
I'm happy for you. Okay, you ready?
Funny. Let's take a listen.
There it is. Today. Dan Campbell earlier today.
This place has been kicked. It's been battered. It's been bruised. And I can sit up here and give you coach speak all day long. I can give you, hey, we're going to win this many games. I can't. None of that matters, and you guys don't want to hear it anyway. You've had enough of that.
Yeah.
So excuse my language. All right? Here's what I do know is that this team is going to take on the identity of this city. All right? And this city's been down, and it found a way to get up. All right? It's found a way to overcome adversity. All right? And so this team's going to be built on we're going to kick you in the teeth. All right, and when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right, and we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down, all right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing, all right. That's going to be the mentality.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm ready to go.
That's great stuff. Run through a wall.
Now, I was a little nervous because I saw that for a while today, most of the afternoon, Matthew Stafford was trending on Twitter, top three all day long, because he was asked about it. And he said, look, I'm going to get together with my new boss, my new GM there in Detroit, Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
And
Sherlock.
And then he said, certainly Stafford is tough and a gamer and wants to win. And I'll just leave it at that. That was not a, hey, yeah, he's definitely going to be here. So and I think that's part of the reason he got a 6-year deal. At some point, there's going to be a rebuild. I don't know if Stafford wants to hang around anyway. But anyway, enough about the lovable losers. We got some big games coming up this weekend, including the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We got Mike Evans. Talking about how the Buccaneers would not have gotten here without Tom Brady.
He's the greatest player to ever play the game. I mean, that's how you add him on any roster. And I'm sure the outcome would be somewhat like this. He'll always get his teams to the playoffs. He's a winner. He's a natural born winner, leader, you know, all that. You know, at this point in his career, he's just playing chess. And, you know, we're definitely very happy that he's on our side.
Okay.
Yeah. Great stuff.
A lot better than having Jameis back there is what he's saying.
It wasn't just Tom. It was a lot of things. And the defense, you know, for the most part, they had a couple of blips here and there. But certainly they were a huge part of that win against New Orleans. So Rob Gronkowski today, it was a funny thing. Karen Gregan, she was on the show with us a few years ago. She is a dear friend. She has been covering the Patriots for a long time for the Boston Herald. One of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet.
Mm-hmm.
One of the nicest people to meet. So, of course, you're going to get a lot of reaction from the Northeast coming down here with Brady Gronk. You're going to have New England media in on the Zoom calls. And here's Rob's reaction when he finds out that Karen is on the Zoom call.
All right.
He's such a goober, but I love him.
I'll go to Karen Garesian.
Hi, Rob.
Oh, Karen. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Where are you, Boston? This is crazy. You're zooming in our press conferences. This is nuts.
Well, it's our only way to have contact with you, so we'll take it.
All right. Hello.
You got. If you see the video, I tweeted it out. He sticks his hand up, like she's there. Like, how does this happen? How'd you beam up? But I got another cut from him.
Technology.
Another cut from him from earlier today. More serious.
Just be where we are now is just unbelievable. I mean, it's exceptional. You know, I feel like it's well deserved overall as an organization. I mean, everyone's been working hard. Everyone's been putting their time in. But just overall, it's been a great experience. And, you know, I'm not surprised that we're this far. But at the same time, I know how hard it is to get this far and how much work it's put in.
Yeah. All right. That's Gronk today as they're getting ready to take on the Green Bay Packers. Got a couple of Aaron Rodgers cuts he'll squeeze in here. Here's Rodgers. You know, last week it was Breeze versus Brady. Now it's Rodgers versus Brady. Rodgers relishing the opportunity of facing Brady in the NFC title game.
This is just another one of those special moments in my career. It's great, obviously, fodder for media outlets. There's just so many great storylines, and there always are. I mean, that's the NFL. There's so many great, great people and great stories to talk about. Obviously, Tommy's had an amazing career. You know, his legacy is one of so many wins and so many accomplishments. And I've been a fan of his for a long time and enjoyed the few times we've gotten to play. I remember when I heard the news about him coming to the NFC, I thought this was a real possibility. And I'm excited about the opportunity to play against him one more time.
Do you find it interesting that Aaron Rodgers just said, when Tom Brady came to the NFC, I envisioned this game. Drew Brees said the same exact thing when he came to the division. I envisioned this thing. So they're all envisioning themselves playing against Tom Brady in the big game with, you know, everything on the line. Yeah. So I think that's pretty cool.
It's great stuff. There's great storylines. And I know because of Rodgers and Brady, it might supersede Buffalo and Kansas City. But Buffalo, I think it's an amazing. It's great that they're there. I think they have a shot. They got nothing to lose. Buffalo has nothing to lose. Now, different team. They got to be a little better offensively than they were last week, because if they play like they did last week against the Ravens, they're going to get killed. But I don't see that happening.
No.
They have to play better than they did last week.
Well, can we play the soundbite of Josh Allen? Because he may be looking ahead a little bit, which will get you in trouble in this league. Here's Josh Allen saying it would be a dream come true to win the Super Bowl. They're not there yet.
Ever since I was a little kid, football's been my favorite. So it's winning that Super Bowl. It's being on the stage and celebrating with my teams and going into the locker room and spraying champagne everywhere. And it's just one of those things that not many people get to do, you know, and we're a long way from that point. You know, I hate thinking about stuff like that, but, you know, our goal is Sunday night against the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead Stadium. And we know it's going to be loud. Like I said, we know it's going to be a dogfight. It's a really good team we're playing. And, you know, we got to go and, you know, try to get a W.
Okay. Josh Allen got a text from Skyline. Says, does anyone outside of Bills Nation think the Bills can win? I'm in the mafia, but I'm still nervous. Well, look, you should be nervous. The Chiefs are a good team. This is the AFC Championship game. Anybody could win, but yeah, anybody can win. I think the Bills can win this game.
If you weren't nervous, I mean, what fun would it be if you just went in like there's no way we're going to lose?
I can't relate. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
There's no way you're going to lose. I mean, I kind of felt that way at times when I was a kid, and it bit me in the butt. But being in the business for 34 years, and like I said, I don't take anything for granted. So I know. And I know it's the old cliche, any given Sunday, but all it takes is Tyreek Hill fumble here, as unlikely as it may sound. All of a sudden, you run something back. So I don't know. Sometimes crazy things can happen in conference championship games. Crazy things can happen in the NFL playoffs. Yep. You don't take anything for granted. It's never as easy as it seems, ever. Ever, ever, ever. So I think both games are going to come down to the wire. I really, really believe
I think
that.
They will. Yeah, I think I'm right there with you. There's not going to be a blowout this weekend. I'd be stunned. Absolutely stunned if there was a blowout. 561 says, whoops, Josh Allen, kiss of death. Thinking ahead for the Super Bowl.
But he didn't mean it like in bulletin board material. Other guys have said stuff like that.
I think he absentmindedly kind of walked into the soundbite. I agree with you on that.
The last game, which was interesting, this was week six, the same week that Tampa. So what's the irony is the same week that Tampa Bay beat the Packers 38-10 is when Kansas City beat the Bills, I believe, 26-17. The Chiefs in that game rushed for 205 yards on 46 carries. Does anybody think that's going to happen again? Well, now, we're talking, this is what, 11, 12 weeks later?
Look, you only need a memory of 1 week. Last week, the Saints looked like they owned the Buccaneers all season long, but not last week.
No.
It's all a different deal. Oh, yep. Coco Puffs is saying the Packers will win by double digits. I don't think so.
No.
I admire your enthusiasm, Coco Puffs, but I don't think you're winning by double figures.
Stop it. That means they will have made up 40 points since week six. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
All right. So that, in case you missed the big news earlier today, Nick Sirianni is the new head coach of the Eagles. Yeah, if you're surprised, so are we. He's the offensive coordinator from the Colts the last 3 years, and you can connect the dots there. Frank Reich was the offensive coordinator of the Eagles when they won the Super Bowl. Now he's the head coach of the Colts, and now the Eagles are looking in the Frank Reich camp for another guy. Mm-hmm. This is it. Eric Bieniemy, still not a head coach. One job left. It's the Texans, and I don't know if that's a desirable enough job to go take now.
I'm looking at, Miles Simmons from Pro Football Talk. And here's what Bieniemy said, quote, "It's always good to be mentioned and have an opportunity to pursue your dreams. And obviously, yes, I do want to be a head coach. But when it's all said and done with my job, to make sure everything that we're doing right now is not to take away from the goals we're trying to accomplish, the only thing that matters is today we got better. Today we had an opportunity to make sure we can take care of situational football as far as short yardage, goal line, or third down situations. So now it's time for us to go back in and chop wood, watch this tape, get ready for the next day. We want to make sure we're getting our guys ready to make sure they take care of business on Sunday. So my own personal business, when all that's time to take care of itself, that will take care of itself. But thanks for asking."
Yeah.
So the report also says he's still being considered by the Houston Texans. It's just, I don't think that he goes there. Deshaun Watson stays and Jack Easterby gets fired.
I will tell you, here's the circumstance under which I would take this job if I'm Eric Bieniemy going to Houston, if that was offered. I would look no further than Detroit, and I would tell Houston that I want a 6-year deal like Dan Campbell got. I need a little assurance here, that insurance that I'm going to be around, because we've got a debacle with Deshaun Watson. JJ Watt's getting old. We have no draft picks. I'm going to want an extra couple years on the end of this guaranteed deal. Then you take it.
Yeah.
But if it's the usual four and option one, I just wait till next year, man, and have your pick again, I guess.
Coco Puffs, you have selective hearing. Please, boys, you all doubted us since the draft. No, I didn't doubt. We didn't doubt the Packers weren't going to have a good year. I doubted that Aaron Rodgers was going to be there after this year, and I still don't think he's going to be there after this year. And if you heard him today, in the sound clip that we played earlier, what are you talking about? Beautiful dreams or something like that earlier?
He may be talking about me. I may have taken a shot.
Yeah, well, why not? But that's my I'm not doubting anything. Can the Packers win? Of course they can win. But if I think it's coming right down to the wire. Both teams, it's going to be a hell of a game.
Yeah, all we're saying is neither team's going to blow the other one out.
I don't think it doesn't happen a lot in conference championships. First of all, but I don't. I think it's coming right down to the wire, and I hope it's a blizzard.
Yeah, those are fun to watch.
Oh,
I don't think they're. I don't know if they're fun to play.
I'll take Brady in the snow any day over anybody.
Well, the Tuck rule doesn't exist anymore. So
forget
the
Tuck rule.
I think of Brady in the snow.
A lot more games that in snow that he was.
Well, Aaron Rodgers has played a minute or two in the snow too.
I didn't say he couldn't. I didn't say. Well,
Aaron,
I didn't
but say you say you take
couldn't.
Brady in a minute. Well, are you disregarding
his record in crappy, cruddy weather is ridiculous.
Well, I mean, the sun comes up. The weather's crappy in the Northeast. That's all he's played in. He's played in nothing but crappy weather.
We'll see if AB plays as well. He's still going to be day to day.
Yeah. All right. By the way, we're going to give you another chance to win another $500 coming up at the top of the hour, the Sheeman Shepherd Cash Grab. We're going to give you a word. You're going to hear it. And then you enter the keyword in your 99.3 ESPN app or online at 99.3ESPN.com or by text it to the text number 45911. That's a special text number just for this nationwide contest. Sheeman Shepherd Cash Grab presented by Ann DeJar and Levine Accident Attorneys. What you got coming up next? Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, here's what we got for January 21st. By the way, I told you earlier, January 21st, 2021, 01-21-21 is a palindrome. Backwards and forwards the same way. We're like in a 9-day stretch where every date is a palindrome. Birthdays today, 1824. Stonewall Jackson. It's a great name, Stonewall.
Yeah.
Nobody names Stonewall anymore. Christian Dior in 1905. Jack Nicklaus in 1940. We had Jack Nicklaus trivia earlier. Placido Domingo in 1941. Three tenors, two and the other guy. Seinfeld reference. Paul Allen, 1953. And Akeem Olajuwon, born in 1963.
Gianna Pavarotti.
Yep. You ever been to an opera?
I have not. Yep.
Was it good?
Yes. Mm. Yep. And had the pleasure of meeting Andrea Bocelli once in Boston.
Did you really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now he's on my bucket list. I'd like to see him perform.
Yeah.
Like to see him perform somewhere like the Roman Coliseum or somewhere cool like that.
Saw him at the Garden.
In New York? Boston Garden?
Yeah. Yep. Gotcha. Yeah, a lot of intermittent. You know, there was like it was like 20 minutes on, 10 off. 20 minutes on, 10 off.
Why? Has he got to rest the voice? Or
I don't know. Different. I don't know.
What do they do in the interlude? Like there's nothing. Dead air. Just intermission.
Yeah. Go get
popcorn.
Go get a drink.
Okay. On this day in 1930, your Boston Bruins became the first team to score 100 goals in a season, and they did it in just their 26th game. It was amazing that before then nobody did that.
Yeah, I think they're really.
Were the
five,
Nets small?
Six teams then.
Oh, okay. No. I gotcha. 1979, with all due respect to your Patriots-Falcons Super Bowl, Super Bowl 13 was, I think, my favorite Super Bowl
Dallas.
As a childhood.
Pittsburgh,
Steelers 35, Cowboys 31. Best game ever.
Dallas should have won.
Well, they dropped a game-winning touchdown.
Yeah, that was when I was a huge, huge Cowboy fan back then. Mm. I was a big Cowboy fan until Jerry Jones bought the team. Then couldn't do it.
You went from one front runner winner to it.
No, I was a Patriots fan, but okay. I loved Tom Landry. I loved Roger Staubach. I loved Tony Dorsett, Billy Joe Dupree, Tony Hill, Drew Pearson, Randy White, Too Tall Jones. Should I go on?
No,
Raphael Septien.
Raphael.
Yeah.
Did
he ever miss?
He never missed a kick. 1992, Bill Cowher became the head coach of the Steelers. Just the second head coach since 1970.
Robert Newhouse, biggest thighs ever.
He was a big guy.
Yeah.
In 2010, on this date, Kobe Bryant became the youngest to reach 25,000 points.
Everson Walls, even Dennis Thurman.
You've just about listed the whole starting 22. And on this day, 2 years ago, Klay Thompson set an NBA record. He made his first 10 three-pointers in a game, 10 for 10, as they beat the Lakers. He scored 44 that night. Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, the big Aristotle is now the big community relations director, Shaquille O'Neal. Has been hired for the role by a sheriff's office in guess what state now?
What, Georgia?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, he lives there. I mean, yeah. He's in Atlanta a lot.
Yep. A rep for I thought he still lived in Florida.
But. I think he's in all. Oh. I think he has Orlando, Atlanta, probably L.A.,
a rep for the Henry County Sheriff's Office confirmed to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution on Thursday that the NBA legend will be starting the job ASAP. And goal number one for the former L.A. Lakers superstar, according to Sheriff spokesperson Eric Jackson, have Shaq help bring the community closer. Now, well, that's part of the Sheriff Scandrett's strategic plan, bridging the gap between the community and law enforcement in Paramount.
He should show up at one of those riots. That'd quell that in a heartbeat if you saw him coming at you.
Absolutely.
Everybody go home peacefully.
Good stuff.
Yeah. All right. Rick Church, do you have a final thought to add? By the way, thanks for filling in for Chris. Yeah,
my pleasure. Awesome. See you guys tomorrow. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, because we'll be doing the show at the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Chris will be with us.
Chris will be with you.
You will be here.
I will be here.
We'll be hobnobbing on the water.
Hobnobbing.
Yeah.
This one is for Chris, incidentally, my parting shot here.
Oh, yeah.
In the English Premier League this afternoon,
yeah.
It was Burnley 1-0 over Liverpool.
Uh-huh. 1-0.
68 consecutive games Liverpool had played at home without a loss. 1,369 days since Liverpool lost a home game.
Now, that's a proper statistic.
68 games without a loss. And they lost today at home on a penalty kick, 1-0.
So I wonder what the line was there, but we would have lost.
Well, I'm a little upset because I rip Chris for ramming soccer down our throat every day, and we got to 3 hours and 59 minutes with no soccer talk.
That's a good stat. And,
well, come on.
No, it was a killer stat.
It's
no doubt about it.
68 games. 68 games without – no, I'm sure a lot of those were draws, but –
in those 68 games, I'll bet there was a grand total of 70 goals scored. Because that's what soccer does.
Negative.
Oh, 239. You got a fan, Rick. He likes you better than Chris. How about that?
Thanks.
I mean, he's going to get a new nickname on the text line. He's now a fan of Rick.
Okay.
Or Rick greater than Chris.
Okay.
Do that. Rick greater than Chris.
All right. Hold on. Is there a greater sign?
Yes, there's a greater sign.
Rick greater than.
I'm not doing this, Chris. It's them.
There. I like it.
Oh, I like that.
That's awesome. That looks good.
And thanks for being on. I was on with Deb, with Captain Deb and the rest
of
the captains.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
We had a little Pete Shepard cameo on the fishing show last Saturday.
I just called to tell you I left Art's food in the fridge and you could have it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I did not. Well, I came
back.
No,
I saw
mine.
That, Pete, but it said Chris on it.
No, it said Pete, Chris, and Craig, but we all got one.
Dang,
we had the same label
there?
On each. No.
See, I forgot mine, and then I snuck back in here Saturday night. I didn't want to startle you because you were in here running a game, and I was in and out, and I just blew out of here.
So we could say, what, you have a show? So I don't know.
All right, is that it? Is that 10 seconds?
We got to go.
Right. Rick Church, nice job. In for Chris. For Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheamus.
See Iowa Indy.
Yeah, we got Indy, the Hoosiers and Hawkeyes, and now I'm over. That's at 8:30. We're at the Boathouse tomorrow. I'm Craig Sheeman. God bless America.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.